Welcome back to the Daily Job Hunt Audio Edition, your 2 to 5 minute kick in the pants every day, whether you're hunting for a job or not. The email that you can get at crash.co and this audio version of the same. We're just here to pump you up, to get you focused, to get you on the right track. Every day you got to consciously choose to line yourself up with who you want to be, what you want to do, and get things rolling. All right, here we go. How to close the job interview. First, section one, start a PDP. What is a PDP? Well, we'll tell you. A great way to jumpstart momentum and growth is to create a PDP for yourself, a professional development project, or I actually like calling it a personal development project. Professional sounds even douchier. A personal development project. A PDP means setting a frame, like 7 days or 30 days, then committing to a daily habit to build a project. Maybe you're going into customer service, so you commit to read the top 3 books on customer service in 1 month, and then write Amazon reviews about them. I'm telling you, if you do that, you'll know more about whatever you pick to read 3 books about. You'll know more than 95% of the world's population about that topic from just reading 3 books. Pretty amazing when you think about it. Maybe you're looking to learn a tech tool, showcase your skills. So you take a Udemy course every day for 14 days and write a short blog post about it. Here's an example of what I did learning Salesforce on joelbine.com. Or our favorite, maybe you do a 30-day blogging challenge. If you just Google Isaac Morehouse daily blogging, you'll find I've written a lot about this. Big life changer for me and many people I know. Whatever it is, choose it, start it, and finish it. It will catalyze your growth and build your portfolio. One thing about PDPs are super, super fun. I mean, it can be, I want to play guitar every day for 30 days or practice piano or whatever, like anything, you know, go for a run. Whatever you set, it has this transformative power. But the thing that I love is like, rather than picking a big goal, I like to start with an obstacle. So say, okay, you know, maybe I want more money or time or whatever, but there's something getting in the way of that. You know, maybe I want to shred the guitar, but the obstacle is I don't play very well, right? A PDP is a great way to chip away at the obstacle and say, okay, what if I practiced for 20 minutes a day every single day for 30 days? At the end of that 30 days, let's see if I've chipped away at that obstacle, if I've helped remove it. And I think focusing on the obstacles and a daily challenge for some bounded period of time that you can give yourself to chip away at those obstacles is way better than trying with some lofty goal and feeling overwhelmed by it. So I love PDPs. I'm almost always doing one. Right now, I am doing every morning and every evening, I basically write what I want for the next day in a little notebook. That's it. That's my current PDP. Very, very tight, but it's like it frames my day and I've actually enjoyed it. So I change it up all the time. I've done daily blogging many times, all kinds of stuff. Highly encourage it. Pick one, go for it. And publicly mention it. Go post it on Twitter or Facebook or email us and tell us that you're doing a PDP and what it is. And then you have a little accountability. All right, sorry, got a little rambly. How to close the job interview. Most people give it their best shot in the interview, then wait and hope they'll get picked. Ambitious people land the job offer by making a pitch too good to ignore. Ryan Holiday explains this technique in his 9-minute post. Here's the technique that ambitious people use to get what they want. Quote, the best applicants reveal how much research they've done prior to showing up by explaining all the things they've learned about the business, how they intend to improve it, and exactly why they're the right person for the job. This move, done politely but confidently, immediately separates them from all other potential hires. It is true. Ramit Sethi also dubbed this the briefcase technique. He demonstrates in this 6-minute video, which is linked here, you can find on YouTube, called the briefcase technique. Quote of the day, make sure you know what makes you happy and don't forget it. That's Derek Sivers. As always, crash.co, sign up, get more stuff. Thanks for listening.